T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, time's yours. The day after the Eagles lose in Dallas, want to meet current Eagles players and win tickets to Eagles games? Of course you do. Then you got to head out to the next Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Visit 94wip.com/Philly for all the details. Time's yours, brought to us by Bud Light. Let's hit it with time's yours.
End of message.
Are you kidding me? We had 3 guys on that ball. That's not clear.
End of message.
I think I know what word he said at the end.
Merrill said it best. Listening to his reaction to that call explains exactly how we feel.
However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
What?
The ruling on the field stands as
what?
Nonsense.
End of message.
Total nonsense. Total. You know, and here's the thing. I heard a lot of people saying, like, Cowboys paid off the league and all that. Of course they didn't. Of course it doesn't work like that. But they were just bad refs. It was a bad replay job. I mean, just really, the NFL should be embarrassed with the officiating from that game yesterday.
Really? Was there not 3 Eagle players on top of that fumble? Those refs should be stripped of their duties in the NFL. If you cannot do your job, don't freaking do it at all. Get the hell out. That was a fumble. That should be our ball.
End of message.
Well, that's the other thing, John. Like, look, mistakes are going to happen sometimes, but we didn't really get into this much. The one thing that no one's even talking about with that play is that they missed it to begin with.
Yeah.
It was a fumble. I watching it on TV, I saw it as a fumble. Like, it was a fumble. They didn't see that, and that set the whole thing in motion.
Why the hell can't we blitz? It's almost the end of the season. We still haven't learned. Blitz, blitz, blitz. Get pressure. It's freaking annoying.
End of message.
John, we didn't talk about this yet today either. The approach by Schwartz. I mean, it seemed to be bend but don't break for a good long portion. Seemed to work. Gave up a lot of yards, but they kept Dallas out of the end zone for a while. What'd you make of, like, the first 3 quarters defensive approach?
I mean, sit back and play and don't blitz?
Well, yeah.
You know, the blitz, we blitzed on the last play of the game.
I know.
You know, those who say, hey, blitz, 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 you see what happens.
Exactly correct.
Would you look at that? Another first quarter with a big-ass goose egg on it. Go Birds.
End of message.
It really is unbelievable. So what, it's been 13 games. Is it 11 out of 13 now without scoring? My God.
Don't tell me, John Mickey. They're trying to rob us. They're trying to rob us. But we got 2 drives. Carson Wentz missed 2 passes. Back-to-back drives. We're trying to make the playoffs, man. We're trying to make the playoffs. He got to stand up. But I said he's a top-5 quarterback. It's almost that time. You got to know when to hold him. And you got to know when to fold him. Time's yours.
Yeah, he was bad. For a good portion of that 3 quarters, he was bad.
I can't believe the horrendous call to start the game. Can't think anything of any call, any worse than that I've ever seen. Not to mention all the holding that they're not calling. But what's with Wentz, man? He's not seeing guys that are open. He's overthrowing guys. If he does see, he's holding the ball too long, and he's flat out stinking more than the rest. Time's yours.
Well, the Carson thing is starting to flip. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting all season of conversation. We'll see you know what I mean? Like, he was
I do.
James, how would you refer to it as? He was, like, uncriticizable.
Untouchable.
Right? And now it's like, all right, you know, yeah, this is what it is.
Every game, he gives the ball up every single game. Come on, Wentz, let's go. We need this. Get your head out of your ass.
Time's yours.
By the way, somewhere in America, Donovan McNabb is probably chuckling.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
He's like, see, it's not so fun, is it, Carson? It's not so fun.
Come on, Carson. What are you thinking? What are you doing? Get rid of the ball. I thought you lost your knee last year, not your brain and your joy of the game. Go out there and have some damn fun. Quit pressing. Relax.
There's a reason you were drafted second. Remember that. Get out there and play some damn football. Quit pressing so hard. Don't be an idiot. Time's yours.
Oh, man.
Oh. Carson Wentz, you got the football version of buck fever. For those of you that don't hunt, what that is, every time you get a big buck in your scope, you freak out, you can't shoot, you can't hit the side of a barn. That's how Carson is in big games. Come on, man. Get it together. Let's go. Next 30 minutes, our season, riding on you. Carson Wentz, time's yours.
Well, he did pick it up, but it really wasn't until, I don't know, the end of the third or the start of the fourth. I mean, the two-yard drive doesn't count. He did play a good fourth quarter. There's no, he had a throw to Goddard in the fourth quarter that was just phenomenal. But it was
two in a row.
It was two, but it was just too little, too late. I mean, punt, 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 fumble, punt, punt. Not good enough.
This is a joke. Does Doug Peterson know we have Alshon Jeffrey and Golden Tate that they could catch the ball? He needs to figure it out. Let's go.
End of message.
Yeah. Yeah, the non connection between all those guys is just, with Carson, is just ridiculous.
They had 48 plays. It was not enough time. Not enough time to make those connections. I'm not saying it's right, but there's going to be some unhappy campers
when
you just don't have
it. Let me just say this when you say not enough time. It's December the 10th. I mean, how much more time do you need? It isn't August 10th or September 10th or October 10th. I mean, the season is almost over.
I've had it with these celebrations. Oh, we gave up 7 yards, but we made a nice tackle. Let's celebrate. Oh, we're down by 3 points still, and we suck, but let's celebrate. Stop.
End of message.
Embarrassing. Totally. I mean, John, if you were on
really
the team.
I really had issue with the end zone thing.
You would grab people in that locker room, right?
9-6. Yeah. Guys. First of all, they have to be practicing these things.
Yeah.
They're talking about them at some point during the day when they should be watching film or out there on the practice field. You know, it's like, guys, that's enough. No more, like, pre-choreographed stuff.
Yeah.
We're not good enough to be enjoying it like that. Let's buckle down and focus on what really matters.
Oh, my God. Sidney Jones sucks.
End of message.
Well, I had a rough day, and then we found out afterwards he's definitely injured, and then you can make your own evaluation of how much you assign blame to him or not.
When I see Sidney Jones, he gets his ass whipped. He is not an Eagle. Run him out of Philly.
End of message.
John, who are the two starting cornerbacks next year?
Jalen Mills.
And? Is it a guy not on the team or on the team?
Boy.
right?
They seem to like Avante Maddox. Doug did say Avante Maddox might be back this week, you know, to do some slot and some safety if necessary. He's going to improve this offseason. You know, he could be in the mix there too. But, yeah, you got to look elsewhere at this point.
And back to safety, Graham, he is horrendous.
Yeah.
He is horrendous.
Not going to be around any longer. And, you know, who's to say Sidney Jones, if he's healthy with the hamstring, can't play better than he has? But he's been unimpressive all year long.
These refs suck. That shouldn't have been a penalty on Dallas Goedert, son.
Yeah, the only reason I'm not flipping out more on that today is because the Eagles did score like a minute or two later on the same drive. So, but it was absolutely... It was a call of such horrendousness.
It was a swim move.
Oh.
He did a swim move
and
to,
he got a
to
headshot.
Get by the guy.
He took a headshot on him. They didn't call it. Oh, my God.
I just burned my Eagles jersey.
No.
Don jersey.
No. Don't do that. You'll never, ever, ever, ever hear me support that. Don't do that.
You're going to tell me that these guys spend time on choreographed football dances in the end zone, and then they lose. Yeah. F that garbage. Time's yours.
I agree.
And listen, I blame all of them that were involved in it, but I am going to say, if Carson's really the leader, he's got to put an end to it. I mean, Seriously, I mean, any of them can put an end to it, but you expect the leader to be the guy to lead it to the end of it, and he's got to say, enough.
It's your first points of the day. They've been driving the ball down your throat all day long. Scored much less than they should have because the defense stood up and did their job. And then right after you do that, you miss the extra point. It was laughably
and it was
bad.
It was a two-yard drive.
Yeah.
This wasn't John Elway going 98 yards. They went 2 yards.
I don't know which is worse, the incompetent refereeing
from start to finish or the pedestrian work of Carson Wentz. Either way, disappointing loss. Valiant effort. Time is yours.
That's a good call to end on. I agree with that. With that, let's shut it down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.